愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone。
我们最近的读经进度在读彼得前后书。
Our recent Bible study is focused on 1st and 2nd Peter。
早上我们从彼得前书的一段圣经，我们一起来学习。
I would like to study a passage from the First Peter。
那经过几年之后，我们对整本圣经就会查考过一遍。
And after a while, after a few years, we will study the entire Bible once.
那神的话是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
The Word of God is a lamp to our feet and light to our path.
熟悉圣经，我们的人生就不会走偏了。
When we are familiar with the words of God, we will not stray from God's truth.
我们先看彼得前书的第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书的第二章。
1 Peter 2.
第二章的二十一节
，verse 21, for to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his footsteps.
这个地方告诉我们基督徒要怎么生活。
This is a principle guiding Christians how to live his life.
当然，如果要谈细节，很多点有时候谈不完。
There's many details as to how we should conduct our lives.
但是这些细节如果把它综合起来，就只有一点。
And when we summarize all these details into one,
就是我们的信仰生活有一个榜样。
Which means that there is a role model to our life of faith.
那这个榜样就是主耶稣基督。
And this role model lies in Jesus Christ.
所以说，基督为你们受苦，给你们留下榜样。
Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example.
那我们怎么生活呢？
How do we live our lives?
叫你们跟着他的脚中行。
That we should follow his steps.
我们受洗就是归入基督。
When we are baptized, we are enter into Christ.
我们是属基督的。
We belong to Christ.
那得圣灵就是我们在额头上有盖一个印。
When we receive the Holy Spirit, we receive the seal of the Holy Spirit upon our forehead.
就是我是属基督的一个圣灵盖的印。
Revealing that we belong to Jesus Christ, for we are sealed with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们的生活要跟着我们的救主耶稣的脚步这样来生活。
And thus we must live our lives by following closely to the steps of Jesus Christ.
有时候我们常常发现我们人生有很多的理想。
We often find that we have many ideals and goals in life.
这是因为我们还没有信主以前有很多理想。
And this is prior to coming into believing in Christ.
那信主不是靠着神来实现我们自己的理想。
But we believe in God not in order to fulfill our lifelong dreams.
神对我们每一个人都有他的计划。
God has a plan for each one of us.
那我们信主就是不断去明白神对我的旨意来活我的一辈子。
When we believe in God, we try to understand what God's will is for us, and we follow accordingly.
好，那这里说主耶稣的脚步他的脚步。
Here it mentions the steps of Christ.
那到底是什么？
What exactly is that?
主耶稣在世界上活33年，他走过很多地方。
Lord Jesus lived on this earth for 33 years, and he has gone through many places.
他走这么多脚步，有没有办法把它归纳成为一点，这样比较好记？
When he gone through all those places, can we summarize it as one so it's easier to remember?
如果我们看二十节
，Let's read verse 20.
这里说中间你们若因行善受苦能忍耐，这在神看是可喜悦的。
It says that, but when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God.
然后二十一节，你们蒙召原来是为此，我们蒙召蒙神选召。就是为着到最后要行善。
And that we are called to do good.
这个是人生一个很新的目标。
And this is a very brand new goal for us.
我们现在来看腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
以弗所书，以弗所书。
Turn to Ephesians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章第十节。
Ephesians 2 verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
这里说我们原来是他的工作，就是我们现在的我是神的工作。
The current us, right now, we are God's workmanship.
那是在基督里面造成的。
We are created in Christ Jesus.
那我现在的我跟我信耶稣以前我有什么不同呢？
How are we different from before we were believe in Christ?
在物质界可能没有什么不同。
Physically speaking, there may not be any difference.
但是在灵界有很大的改变。
But spiritually, there is a great transformation.
所以在彼得前书里面，如果我们回来看第二章第九节。
In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people.
这里说我们是被拣选的族类。
We are a chosen generation.
是从世界上这么多人，神把我们选出来的。
Of the billions of people in this world, we are specially chosen.
好像旧约时代的以色列百姓，他不列在万民当中的。
And just like the Israelites in the Old Testament, they were not listed among the general nations.
在神的眼中，好像眼中的同人非常宝贵。
To God, the Israelites were as precious as the pupils of his eyes.
今天就是我们被拣选的族类。
And today we are as valuable to God as the Israelites, for we are specially chosen.
我们是君尊的祭司。
We are royal priesthood.
像君王一样尊贵，能够站在神面前献祭的祭司。
We are like the royalties standing before God and serving as priests.
那还没有得救以前，我们是罪人。
But before we were saved, we were merely sinners.
我们是属魔鬼的。
We belong to devil.
在灵性上是死的。
And spiritually, we are dead.
现在变君尊的祭司。
And yet now we are turned into royal priesthood.
我们是圣洁的国度。
A holy nation.
已经与罪断绝。
We have been cut off from sin.
因为主耶稣的宝血洗掉我们的罪。
For the precious blood of Christ has redeemed us from our sins.
我们是属神的子民。
We are own special people of God.
跟神建立父子的关系。
And we have established a relationship of father and son.
所以我们原是神的工作，我今天的我，这是神的工作。
And thus, we are a workmanship of God. And that's how we define ourselves today.
这个不是我们自己努力能够造成的。
This is not by our human effort.
那神今天创造我到底有什么目的？
And what kind of purpose has God picked for us today?
就是叫我们行善。
In order for us to do good.
所以我们信耶稣以后，神给我们新的人生目标，就是要我们行善。
After we have believed in Jesus Christ, a new brand goal for our life is to do good.
主耶稣在世界上行了最大的一件善事。
The greatest good that Lord Jesus performed on this world.
如果我们再继续看彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
First Peter 2.
24节。
Verse 24. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness by whose stripes you were healed.
25,
For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.
主耶稣出生的时候，
When Lord Jesus was born,
天使就告诉他的约瑟，
The angel told his biological father, Joseph,
说玛利亚将要生一个儿子，
that Mary is going to give birth to a son.
你要把他取名叫耶稣。
You are to name him Jesus.
他要把人从罪里面救出来。
And he will redeem humanity from sin.
所以主耶稣出生，他一生目标非常清楚。
So the entire life goal of Jesus was very clear cut.
要把人从罪里面救出来。
In order to save humanity from sin.
这个就是最大的善。
This is the greatest good there ever is.
那要怎么救呢？
How does he save the mankind?
如果我们回到彼得前书第二章刚刚读的。
From what we just read in 1 Peter chapter 2.
说他被挂在木头上， that, 亲自担当了我们的罪。
That he was hung on the cross to take the sin upon himself.
就是他被钉十字架。
Meaning that he was crucified.
在那里流出他的宝血。
Where he shed his precious blood.
这个成为赦罪的泉源。
And this became a fountain of redemption.
所以下面说，使我们在罪上死，得以在义上活。
so that we may be dead to sins and alive to righteousness.
还没有受洗以前的我是罪人。
Before we were baptized, we were sinners.
是说在神的标准下，在神的面前，我是罪人。
Which means before God's standard, we are mere sinners.
在世界上，我可能是好人。
On this world, we may be considered as nice people.
可能是很正常的人。
Maybe we are considered normal.
但是我因为我们跟大家都一样。
Because we are no different from others.
那在我们受洗的时候，
But after we have been baptized,
我们低头与主同死。
We bow our head and bury together with Christ.
全身入浸与主同埋葬。
And we are fully immersed, just like we are buried together with Christ.
从水里上来就是与主同复活。
When we emerge from the water, we resurrect with Christ.
那个永恒的生命，属灵的生命重新得到了。
And that eternal life is regained.
所以这里说，在罪上死，就是在洗礼的时候，我们就得以在义上活。
It says that we are dead to sin, meaning that during the time of baptism, our sins are forgiven, and now we can be alive to salvation.
就是在神面前，我们是义人。
Which means that before God, we are considered righteous.
那我们就可以跟神重新恢复父子的关系。
And now we can reconcile to God as Father and Son.
那接下来就说，因他受了鞭伤，我们便得了医治。
And by his stripes, we are healed.
在主耶稣被钉十字架过程受到很多的鞭伤。
And through the process of a crucifixion, Lord Jesus suffered many stripes.
这个代表罪人的结果。
This shows that the consequence of being a sinner.
所以亚当犯罪以后被赶出伊甸园，就很多的痛苦发生。
When Adam sinned and he was cast out of the Garden of Eden, he suffered greatly.
但是因为他钉在十字架，我们跟神恢复了关系。
But because Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross, now our relationship has been restored.
所以我们在世界上可以开始享受神的恩典，很多的痛苦就渐渐会被神里面的喜乐平安所取代。
And once again, we can welcome God's joy and peace into our lives and to replace all the sufferings we had gone through before.
所以说，他受鞭伤，我们得医治。
This is why that through his stripes we are healed.
25节。
Verse 25.
我们过去好像迷路的羊。
In the past, we were like sheep gone astray.
这个牧人离开了牧人。
And they have departed from the shepherd.
我们人生偏行己路。
And our lives has gone off course.
我想怎么活就怎么活。
We live as we please.
我就是我的主人。
We are our master.
我们眼中，我们的心中，我们生活中根本就没有神。
In our eyes and our lives, there is no God whatsoever.
虽然知道有神，也找不到他，因为他是灵。
Even though we know of God, but we cannot find him, for he's a spirit.
那如今却归到我们灵魂的牧人。
But have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of our souls.
这个灵魂的牧人就是主耶稣。
The overseer of our souls is none other than Jesus Christ.
所以我们可以享受丰盛的生命。
Therefore, we can enjoy abundant life.
在信上富足。
And to be rich in our faith.
丰盛的平安。
And to have abundant peace.
丰盛的喜乐。
And abundant joy.
活泼的盼望。
To have vibrant hope.
充满着能力。
To be filled with great power.
这个都是在基督里面给我们的恩典。
All of these are considered grace within Jesus Christ.
所以基督为我们受苦。
When Jesus Christ suffered for us.
这是最大的善。
This is the greatest good.
因此我们跟着他的脚中行，就是跟着他活出来这个行善受苦的脚中来行，来生活。
We must live our lives by following closely to the footsteps of Christ.
所以还没有认识耶稣以前，我们以为人活着就是为着自己。
Before we came to Christ, we thought that the whole life purpose is just to live for ourselves.
确实也是为着自己。
And indeed, that's how we conduct ourselves.
顶多再是为着我们的家人。
Maybe we will live for our family.
信了主耶稣以后，
But after we come to Christ,
我们才知道我们要为主耶稣活。
Then we realize that we need to live for Christ.
要把主耶稣的善把它扩大。
We are to expand and elaborate on the goodness of Christ.
那如果我们人生这对准主耶稣的脚中，
Now if we focus our lives merely on following the footsteps of Christ,
我们就不会迷失方向。
Then we will not get lost and go astray.
但是这个不简单。
But this is no easy task.
我们来看一段圣经。
Let's turn to a back passage.
启示录。
Revelation
十四章。
14.
启示录的十四章。
Revelation 14.
启示录十四章，我们看第一节，请读。
Verse 1. Then I looked, and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written on their foreheads.
这里讲有144,000人，就是配得救的人。
There were 144,000 people who were worthy to be saved.
都有主耶稣的名，父的名写在他的额头上，他是属于主耶稣的。
And they all had his father's name written on their forehead, belonging to Christ.
那我们再看，如果看第三节。
Let's read verse 3. They sang, as it were, a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders. And no one could learn that song except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth.
在宝座面前，将来我们到天国做什么？就是在宝座，宝座就是主耶稣坐的地方啊。
What are we going to be doing in the future when we go to heaven by standing before the throne where Jesus Christ sits?
在那里唱歌，仿佛是新歌。
To sing as though a new song.
这个歌啊，没有人能学的，这是属灵的。
And this is a spiritual song that no one can learn.
那个是最美好的时刻。
It is the most beautiful moment.
人最完全的体验就是体验跟神同在。
The greatest, most perfect moment we can experience is when we are united with God.
这个是超越地上的体验。
This is something that's beyond what earthly experience could compare.
第四节，请。
Verse 4. These are the ones who are not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being first fruits to God and to the Lamb.
这里说这些人未曾沾染妇女，原是童身，这不是说他没有结婚。
These who were not defiled by women doesn't mean that they were not married.
圣经里面讲这个世界是大淫妇。
The Bible compares this world as a great prostitute.
就是这一群人没有沾染世界的世俗。
Which means that this group of people did not defile themselves with the worldly things.
他们是属神的。
They belong to God.
那这样的人，这一批人他们都是跟随他。
And this select group of people were the ones who follow in the Lamb's footsteps.
所以能够到天国的人都是跟着主耶稣的脚踪在行的人。
So whoever could go into heaven are the ones who follow in the steps of Christ.
下面说，他们是从人间买来的。
They were redeemed from among men, earthly men.
买就要付代价。
To buy means that you had to pay a price.
那这一群人是被买出来的。
And they are redeemed.
那代价是什么？
And what was the price they paid?
代价就是主耶稣的宝血。
The price was the precious blood of Christ.
是一个义人的宝血，把我们从罪里面、世界里面买出来。
It was the precious blood of a righteous man that redeemed us from this sinful world.
所以从属灵上来看
，So spiritually speaking,
当一个人能够跟着主的脚踪行
，When a person is able to follow in the footsteps of Christ,
他就不会沾染世俗。
Then he will not defile himself with the world.
像主耶稣讲啊，住在世界，但是不属世界。
Just like Christ said that though you live in the world, you are not of the world.
我们知道啊，在费城附近啊，有一群人叫做 Amish 啊。
And in Philadelphia, there is a group of people called Amish.
他们以前是从欧洲移民过来的。
And they were previously immigrants from Europe.
这一群人啊，家里都没有电。
This group of people do not have any kind of electricity at home.
所有电的都没有。
They have no electrical appliances.
太阳下山就睡觉。
And when the sun goes down, they go to bed.
太阳出来就起床。
When the sun rises, they also wake up.
那用自己的劳力耕种去卖东西。
And they use their hand to create handicraft to sell stuff.
那我们就问一个问题，这样的人能够在这个世界上存活吗？
And we may wonder, how can such type of primitive living possibly survive in this world?
所有电的都没有了。
They have no electrical appliances whatsoever.
那为什么他把电完全都隔绝？
Why is it that they completely cut off electricity from their lives?
因为他们的想法，电带来人的堕落。
Because in their thinking, electricity bring about the decline of man.
带来电影，带来电视，带来很多我们人堕落的一个原因。
Electricity brings about movie, television, a lot of things that will corrupt men.
如果我们去寻找，他们人数没有减少。
But if we, according to a survey, their people did not decrease in number.
人数还是一直在增加。
They continue to multiply in their numbers.
但是这个做法跟圣经讲的不太一样。
But this kind of lifestyle is somewhat different from what the Bible says.
圣经是说我们要进入世界。
The Bible tells us that we are to enter into the world.
我不是孤立。
But not be isolated.
但是进入世界要 保守我们自己，很属神的样式，这就不简单，这就要跟着主耶稣的脚中行。
And though we enter into the world, we have to make sure that we follow in the footsteps of Christ and maintain that purity and holiness.
所以当初使徒他们在传道里。
And the disciples were preaching back in the apostolic period.
大家马上看出说他们是跟过耶稣的。
And everyone could tell that they were followers of Christ.
跟过耶稣。
They had followed Christ before.
所以我们一直跟着主的脚中行，过了一段时间之后，我们的生活形态会更新。
So if we follow Christ for a period of time, our lifestyle and conduct will transform.
那看我们生活的形态，别人就说，这个是信耶稣的，这个是跟过耶稣的。
And then other people can judge by our lifestyle that we are followers of Christ.
因为他虽然跟我们活在一起，但是他生活的价值观、内容、人生目标都不太一样。
Because even though they live amongst us, but their life values and lifestyle are very different.
这就是基督徒的目标。
This is the end goal of a Christian.
那实际上跟着主的脚中行是怎么一回事呢？
So how exactly do we follow in the footsteps of Christ?
我们现在回来看彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
第二章的13节。
Verse 13. Therefore, submit yourselves to every ordinance of men for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme.
这里说要顺服人跟一切的制度，还有在上的君王。
It says here that we are to submit ourselves to every ordinance of men and to the king.
除了我们能证明说这个制度跟圣经不一样。
Unless we can prove that this regulation ordinance conflicts with that of the Bible.
不像说同性恋合法，这跟圣经不一样，这个我们就要排除。
For instance, the legalization of homosexual marriages, this is against the biblical principle, so we will not follow.
好像当时但以理时代,
just like in the days of Daniel,
王要叫他们拜偶像, 这个跟信仰给冲突。
The king ordered them to worship the idol, and this conflicts with their faith.
除了这个之外, 我们要顺服整个国家的制度。
So other than this kind of things, we have to submit to the legal system of the country.
比方说4月是纳税的日子。
For instance, in April 15th is when we have to submit our income tax.
要不要纳税?
Should we give our pay taxes?
你看主耶稣怎么做?
Let's look at what Lord Jesus did.
主耶稣穷到口袋没有一毛钱。
Lord Jesus was so poor that he did not have a penny in his pocket.
那要纳税怎么办?
So what should he do when paying tax?
叫他门徒说，你去钓一条鱼，打开来，里面就有一个钱，能够纳你跟我的税。
The Lord told Peter to go catch a fish and open up its mouth where he will find a coin to pay for the income tax.
那人问他，纳税给该撒可以不可以？
Some people asked him, is it legal to pay tax to Caesar?
所以他就说，你们拿一个钱来看。
And he answered, show me a coin.
这个钱上面是谁的像?
Whose inscription is on this coin?
他就说，该撒的物要给该撒。
And then he followed by saying, give to Caesar whatever belongs to Caesar.
那个就是纳税啊。
And which is to pay income tax.
那神的物归给神。
And to give God what belongs to God.
那个就是十一捐了。
Which is give the tithing.
所以基督徒不应该逃税。
And therefore Christians should not dodge paying taxes.
因为这是我们做国民的本分，也这也是圣经的教训。
For this is a citizen's obligation, and it's also according to the biblical teaching.
要顺服人的制度，还有上面掌权的。
We are to submit ourselves to the ordinance of man and to the king.
好，我们再来看基督徒的社会生活。
Let's also study other aspects of Christian living.
我们在社会要怎么生活？
How we are to live in this society.
18节。
Verse 18.
彼得前书第二章18节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 18. Servants, be submissive to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh.
19节。
19. For this is commendable if, because of conscience toward God, one endures grief, suffering wrongfully.
20.
And 20. For what credit is it if you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God.
这里在告诉我们，当然是当时是称作主人了，以现在来讲就是上班了，老板。
And even though this was talking about servants and master, but now in today's analogy, it would be employees and employer.
那如果遇到老板好，当然就感谢神了。If
you have a good boss, of course, give thanks to God.
那如果遇到这里讲乖僻的，那怎么办？
What if you are met with a harsh superior?
所以19节,
therefore, verse 19 says,
倘若人为叫良心对得起神，就忍受冤屈苦楚，这是可喜爱的。
It is commendable if because of conscience toward God, one endures grief suffering wrongfully.
忍受冤屈的苦楚，冤屈本来就是不对啊，老板不讲理不对啊。
When a person suffers wrongfully by the hands of the boss, that is wrong in itself.
那为什么要去忍受冤屈的苦楚呢？
Then why should a person suffer wrongfully for this kind of misdeed?
就是为着叫良心对得起神。
This is in order that we can have our conscience toward God.
然后 20节说， 这个叫做行善受苦。
And verse 20 further defines that we are doing good and suffer.
因为我们的身上带有一个身份， 我是信耶稣的。
For we have this special status that we are believers of Jesus Christ.
那我们的额头上刻有主耶稣的名号。
And on our forehead is inscribed the name of Jesus Christ.
这是很尊贵的。
This is very honorable.
所以在上班的场合， 别人就要看你现在做基督徒，到底你对这个老板你的反应跟我有什么不同。
So when we work in our workplace, other people may observe carefully how our reaction is different from others.
如果我们以恶报恶，
if we repay evil with evil,
以眼还眼,
and an eye for an eye,
以辱骂还辱骂,
and revile for revile,
那别人就说，那你这个刻上耶稣的名字跟我没有什么差别。
Then other people will comment that even though you have the inscription of Jesus Christ on your forehead, you are no different from me.
但是如果我们用主耶稣的态度来面对,
but if we were to face our difficulties with the attitude of Christ,
主耶稣就是以善胜恶。
With Lord Jesus' attitude, he overcomes evil with good.
只有祝福，没有咒诅。
Only blessing and not curse.
那这样别人就说，这个信耶稣真的是不一样。
Then other people will notice and said, you are very different from the regular people.
那这样到底有什么好处？
And what benefit is that to us?
当然第一个我们可以蒙福。
Of course, first of all, God will bless us.
因为我们是为着主的荣耀在受苦。
Because we are suffering for the sake of God's glory. Let's turn to Ephesians. Ephesians 6. Verse 5. Chapter 6, verse 5. Bondservants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart as to Christ. And 6. Not with eye service, as men pleasers, but as bound servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart.
这个地方说，从心里遵行神的旨意。
We should do this with a sincerity of heart as to Christ.
然后第八节，请读。
And verse 8, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free.
所以他要得主的赏赐。
And therefore, this person will receive blessing from the Lord.
所以有时候我们可能会有一个观念，只有教会的工叫圣工，我在公司上班那个都没有用，那个是世俗的。
We may have this concept that only whatever we perform within the confine of church is considered sacred work. Anything outside of church is just secular work.
但是圣经好像不是这样讲。
But this is not what the Bible tells us.
如果我们在世界上上班，我们有一个目标，我要让我的工作让神的名得到荣耀。
When we are working in our workplace, we need to have this goal that through our job, we will bring glory to God's name.
这样很忠心的去做,
and by doing our job faithfully,
在天上有赏赐,
then we will gain a reward in heaven.
因为这样可以荣耀神的名。
Because by so doing, we can glorify God's name.
所以我们做一个真基督徒, 在公司是可以被老板信任的, 信重用的。
Being a true Christian in our workplace, can be heavily used by our boss, earthly boss.
而且事实上也有很多的见证，有的我们教会的信徒在公司里面的老板重用他，连钱的、支票的什么东西都交给他。
And we have numerous testimonies where our church members are heavily entrusted by the boss, even giving them great authority and money matters.
因为他用敬畏神的态度在做他的工作。
Because he serves his superior with a fear of God.
这个就是基督徒的特质。
This is the special characteristic of a Christian.
那这样神就得到荣耀。
And through this life, we can bring glory to God.
那这叫做跟着主的脚中行。
And this is what it means to follow in the footsteps of Christ.
好，我们现在再回来看彼得前书的第二章。
Turn back to 1 Peter chapter 2.
好，彼得前书第二章。
1 Peter 2.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第三章第八节。
Chapter 3, verse 8. Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous.
第九节。
9. Not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing.
第十节。
10.For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit.
有时候我们在这个社会上遇到很多怎么很有敌意的环境或者人。
When we live in this world, there will be times when we come into a very hostile environment where people.
那一个人跟着主的脚中行，他会怎么来回应？
And how would a person who follows closely to in the footsteps of Christ?React to this kind of situation.
我们知道面对一个很敌意的人或者环境这个是很负面的。
We know when we come in contact with very hostile environment or individual, this is a very negative impact to our life.
那要怎么去解决这个负面的事情？
And so how are we to resolve this kind of negative impact?
这里圣经告诉我们。
Here the Bible tells us.
不要以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂。
And do not.
倒要祝福。
Do not return evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing.
就是要以正面的来回应负面的。
Which means that we have to use positive to negate the negatives.
使整个气氛、整个人际关系能够渐渐往正面发展。
So that the whole atmosphere and relationship can progress toward the positive side.
第九节下面说，因为你们蒙召是为此。
Verse 9, latter half saying that for this we were called.
你看主耶稣在世界上的生活有多少是这非常有敌意的环境跟人。
And we can see while Lord Jesus was on earth, he had encountered so many hostile environment and people.
他的原则就是不以恶报恶，他不以辱骂还辱骂。
But he conducted himself with the principle of not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling.
那好叫我们承受福气。
So that we may inherit a blessing.
所以可见我们在行道，在我们面对的环境，如果我们愿意以主的脚中这样来面对环境，我们会蒙福的。
So we can see, regardless of the circumstances we are in, as long as we're willing to follow in the steps of Christ in dealing with a difficult situation or people, then we will be blessed.
因为在这个时代很难看到像有基督的样式的这种生活态度。
Because it's very rare to come by a lifestyle that mimics the lifestyle of Christ.
所以当我们跟着主的脚中行，我们就非常不同。
And if we follow closely in the footsteps of Christ, then we will conduct ourselves differently.
这就是神的荣耀。
And this will bring glory to God.
好，我们再来看彼得前书第三章。
First Peter chapter 3.
14节。
Verse 14. 13节。Verse 13. And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? 14. But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed, and do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled.
这里说为义受苦也是有福的。
Here says that even if you should suffer for righteousness, you are blessed.
如果我们看主耶稣在讲这个八福。
When we see Lord Jesus teaching the Beatitudes,
第一福。
The first beatitude.
天国是他们的。
Heaven belongs to them.
第八福。
The eighth.
天国是他们的。
The heaven belongs to them.
都是承受天国。
And so through all of this, they inherit heavenly kingdom.
那第一幅是怎么进入天国信仰这个旅程的开始？
So how do you take the first step toward into inheriting the heavenly kingdom?
就是虚心的人有福了。
And those who are poor in heart are blessed.
英文叫poor，心灵很空虚的人。
If you are poor in heart, means that you are empty inside.
这样的人哦，天国就要进到他里面。
For such type of people, the heaven will go into his heart.
但这只是开始。But
this is merely the beginning.
哦，那到第八幅呢？
By the eighth beatitude,
为义受逼迫有福了。
Those who suffer for the sake of righteousness will be blessed.
明明是我对，我为什么要受逼迫？
And it's very obvious I'm in the right. Why should I suffer for wrong?
就是为主耶稣的名啊。
For the sake of Lord Jesus' name.
哦，那这个第八福啊，这个条件就最高了。
And the eighth beatitude has the highest standard.
为义受逼迫。
For they suffer for the sake of righteousness.
所以主耶稣说，你们要完全。
And therefore, Lord Jesus tells us that we must be perfect.
像天父一样完全。
And perfect like our Heavenly Father.
那天父的完全就显在耶稣基督身上。
The perfection of Heavenly Father is revealed in Jesus Christ.
他就是为义受逼迫。
For he suffered for righteousness.
他没有罪啊。
He was sinless.
他没有讲错话。
He never uttered a wrong word.
他没有做错事啊。
He never did anything wrong.
但是他被辱骂，被吐口水，被孤立，被攻击，被钉十字架。
But he was reviled, spat upon, and beaten, and crucified.
这个就是为义受逼迫。
This is how he suffered for righteousness.
所以在世界上，人把他压到最低。
So even though on this earth he was oppressed to the very bottom,
跟两个强盗钉在一起,
and he was even crucified together with two robbers,
在神面前把他升到至高,
yet before God he was raised to the highest,
叫耶稣这个名, 超越一切的权柄,
so that the name of Jesus Christ will exalt over everything on earth.
所以这里告诉我们,
here it tells us,
为义受逼迫是有福的,
that we will be blessed if we suffer for righteousness.
我们再回来看, 彼得前书第三章
1 Peter chapter
3 15-16节
Verse 15 and 16 But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear 16 Having a good conscience that when they defame you as evildoers those who revile you a good conduct in Christ may be ashamed
这里讲面对毁谤怎么办
Here it tells us what we should do when we face reviling.
到最后叫那无赖你们自觉羞愧。
That ultimately the people who defame us will be put to shame.
因为我们真的是跟着主耶稣的脚中行。
Because we are following in the footsteps of Christ.
然后我们看最后的福气是什么。
Let's look at the ultimate blessing.
我们12节。
Verse 12. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil.
主看顾义人, 主的耳朵听他们祷告。
The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers.
所以跟着主的脚中行啊, 神要看顾我们, 神要听我们祷告。
When we follow in the footsteps of Christ, God will watch us and hear our prayers.
我们的人生是有意义的。
And our life will be meaningful.
在天上是有荣耀的。
And we'll be will be glorified in heaven.
主耶稣说, 天国是努力的人进去。
Lord Jesus says, only those who strive hard will enter heaven.
努力什么?
What are we striving after?
努力跟着主的脚中行。
We're striving hard to follow in the footsteps of Christ.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
354. 我们在每一个环境上面，如果我们常常想，如果主耶稣在这里，他会怎么做？
In any and under all circumstances, we must think, if Lord Jesus Christ were standing right next to me, how would he react to this?
那我们就知道说，我们真的有很多可以努力的地方。
Then we will realize that there is much room for improvement.
因此我们灵性就会一直在进步。
And we will constantly strive to advance spiritually.
常常把主的榜样摆在我们面前。
If we often place the example of Christ before us,
一直自我调整。
And to constantly make adjustments toward following him,
我们身上就可以彰显神的荣耀。
then we are able to reveal the glory of God in ourselves.
但是我们大家都觉得我们是一个凡人，怎么能够达到这么高的标准呢？
But we may think that we are mere earthlings. How are we able to attain such high standard?
我们需要被神的爱充满。
We need to be filled by the great love of God.
圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
The Holy Spirit pour into us the love of God.
有神的爱啊，我们很多事情就做得出来。
With the love of God in our heart, we are able to do many things that are humanly impossible.
第二个，要被神的能力充满。
Secondly, we must be filled with the might of God.
神的能力充满了，我们就可以改变自己。
With God's mighty power within us, then we are able to transform ourselves.
所以我们要在祷告上啊，不断的深入。
We have to make deeper and deeper prayers.
主耶稣说，他是真葡萄树。
Lord Jesus says He is true vine.
我们是枝子。
We are the branches.
这个树枝离开主耶稣就会枯干。
When the branch is cut off from the vine, it will wither and die.
离开主就没有办法做结果子。
Apart from Jesus Christ, we cannot bear fruit by ourselves.
我们就是枝子。
We are the branches.
如果我们紧紧跟主耶稣连在一起。
If we cling to Jesus Christ very tightly.
让主的生命进到我们里面。
So we allow the life of Jesus Christ to pour into us.
我们就会结果子。
Then we are able to bear fruit.
生活就会有主耶稣形象的表现。
And our lives will show the conduct and the examples of Christ.
这是唯一的秘诀。
This is the only secret.
如果不是跟主连在一起，
If we are not connected to Jesus Christ,
真的是很难跟着他的脚踪行。
Then it's almost impossible to follow in his footsteps.
所以我们要在祷告上更加的认真，求主帮助我。
And so we have to put more diligent effort into prayer and ask God to help us.
你的爱，你的能力充满我。
May God's love and His power fill within us.
让我能够跟着你的脚踪行来荣耀你。
Such that we can follow in His footsteps to glorify His name.
好，我们最后要一起来祷告。
Now we're going to pray together.
求主圣灵浇灌充满我们。
We ask the Lord's Holy Spirit to pour down and be filled within us.
我们大概还有一个半月多，我们有灵恩布道会。
We have a month and a half before the spiritual convocation.
求主耶稣带领祝福我们的灵恩布道会。
We ask the Lord to guide and bless this special event.
很多的慕道朋友为他祷告。
And to pray for many of our true seeking friends.
让他们对神有体验。
So that they can receive experience from God.
接受主耶稣做救主。
And to accept Christ as their Savior.
我们最后也一起来祷告。
Now we're going to pray together.
我们如果要接受按手，要求圣灵，需要带祷的，请我们都到前面。
If you'd like to receive the laying of hand and receive power from above, please come forward.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Now let's pray together.